Pichu here, greetings from hell. Already I am suffering in soul, mind and body, an increasing heterosexual shadow starting to win my heart and legitimate curiosity. Somehow a lack of sleep, eating improperly, and unsettled routine is wearing at my body. Erratic humiliation tastes that thrive on illogical visions like masturbating to being a loser at school that is bullied. If I just found myself corrupted to a full-blown bisexual or heterosexual person, I would not be surprised. And as I walk further into the dark with my heart's passion calling, gate 2 of Project Satan begins. That very calling passion, especially with such a haze on my mind and grotesque nature of self-honesty like being a diaper lover, adult baby and subdom erotic humiliation obsessed, could only spell disaster as real as gravitons to wear diapers and pigtails in my hair with my friends tomorrow. Gate 1 of Project Satan is my heterosexual shadow that has always somehow been there. These erotic humiliation tastes I have always had, finding increasing erotics and call myself a loser at school, a beta and just the tease of girls' asses in a very femdom humiliprox manner. So real I could masturbate to its vision just even talking about it right now. Pushing that edge into waters I highly resenting, by no means want to embody like that rainbow dash furry brony porn. I can't even call myself a brony because I got gender dysphoria so strong. Who knows what will be the third gate into hell. Yet the fact my hazed mind does not allow me to make decent quality expressions like some ugly freak that is autistic, and especially the nature of my self-honesty, could not bode well, and surely eventually some fashion of significant underworld journey will begin. I do believe I know what the third gate to hell will be. It is the reality of my poverty and darkness of the world around me, the same world that has defined ghetto rap for eons, a destroyer of lives. Years ago I did make a move to a new place, and eventually whatever its reality would begin to mold and wear at me. So here we are. A heterosexual, bisexual, femdom, sissification, humilatrix, submissive, diaper lover, furry, brunny, iffy, to rainbow dash, femdom, porn that has a hazed mind, that heart that takes them only deeper and louder, living within the depths of an unforgiving lifestyle. You see, a big joke is I really can't explore a heterosexual shadow because there are no girls to even try laying in the lap off. It is just a world of darkness and nihilism outside the door, and like cement block furniture, pseudo housing inside. Perhaps I can see Sonic Chew's concept of a tomgirl and being pretty much transgender yet still dating girls, because somehow my self-honesty would be both. I would be in a nutshell a true femdom sexual. And, as I masturbate to being a loser at school and want to only more so extrovert a love of wearing diapers and parade louder than a gay pride rally times 10, especially with this hazed mind, who is to say what happens. Logically, many of my friends are people like drug dealers, so weirdly already fully being an open diaper lover gay person and total twit, it is amazing how I do not find many things even I myself would assume. This is the road to hell and I am taking it. This is an underworld journey in the nether regions of my heart, mind and soul. And apparently the world too as well. As a technological shaman, masturbating to pictures of rainbow dash is apparently some form of sexual magic. Yet I say these things merely because my erotic humiliation tastes really are that strong. Not surprising, bearing in mind I spent my entire life a fully open gay bottom to find such strong erotic humiliation in everything that I do. Yet make no mistake, this is an underworld journey and the gates are wide open. As a technological shaman, I draw in the pain like some self-induced Hellraiser movie. Weak self-honesties like I enjoy to masturbate to visions of rainbow dash being my dominate lover. That I enjoy calling myself a loser at school and erotics and beta male, and that my life is falling apart from not only a haze on my mind but from an underworld of poverty and insane landscape that has consumed far too many. An awkward environment so real that a routine I base my life on and did for 3 years I have been able to make it a reality due to weirdness and funkiness of my awkward dwelling. If all things must be underworld, then I might as well do it with style. As a loser at school beta male femdom sub, I put on a male chastity belt and watch my girlfriend have sex with other men. A tantalizing abuse that I simply cannot get enough of, so real it had taken me to being a gay person and transgender in the first place. I do not want pussy, I want to be in a male chastity belt, being mocked and teased and constantly but raped by my inability to get it. However heterosexual would work, I would have to find erotic humiliation and sissification strong enough in all things I do that I would find the inner equilibrium that makes me pacified and tranquil as a gay bottom. A bisexual pure and simple. Satan sits long and awkward, somewhat amused yet more annoyed by how serious I take all things and how heterosexuality is just the soft pleasure of a huggy bunny in existence, little depth beyond a child. Quite clearly something more drives me, which takes me to gate 2 of Project Satan, the world of passion and what really is driving me so hard and strong in all things that I do. Am I truly that much of a transgender? It makes me with gender dysphoria that I am unendingly driven or perhaps actually gifted. Not sure, but hell will tell.
Oh! I will cheer you up when you're feeling down.
I like you. You like me. We have fun together.
When it's sunny, when it rains, in any kind of
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Building a utopian playland was made possible by the World Domination Fund, Dr. Steele's Army of Toy Soldiers, and by viewers like you.
I bet you're one of those nasty motherfuckers that just likes to smell stinking girls' feet, don't you? Mm-hmm. I bet you would love to just run your tongue up and down these dirty, stinky soles. You're so fucking pathetic. I bet you actually get off on shit like that, don't you?
Oh, I bet he does. I bet he just wants to rub his nasty, sad little tongue all over our stinky, beautiful, perfect, smelly ass feet.
I bet you're just sitting there jerking your cock, looking at our sexy feet, wishing that you were here, but you're not. You're at home on your computer like a fucking loser, just sitting there wishing that you could be here with us and just worshiping our dirty little feet.
They're meeting on how to form their own stupid government.
The floor recognizes me, Ron.
But here's the fun part. They're still trying to decide on who should bring the juice box.
I'd hate for you to go through that much trouble. Because I can bring juice boxes.
I can bring juice 75 boxes. 75 minutes.
Oh, juice boxes are expensive.